Will people, like last time, receive an invite to, you know, when it's their turn as such?
Yeah, that's the plan, that you should get an invitation. But I know a lot of people have been wanting to get ahead of it, being prepared for winter. So you can either wait to be called and invited, and a lot of our older population have waited to be called. But as we're getting into the younger age group, we know they like to go online and have a look to see where they can fit it around their lives. So go onto our website, just search LLR vaccination, and you'll find lots of opportunities to go and get the booster. Or even first and second doses, if you're one of the few people that haven't had those yet.
And in terms of where people can go, I know there's been slight changes. Vaccination centres don't seem quite as kind of prominent now. Where will people be going for them?
So it does vary. Our GP practices are working together to offer vaccines through GP practices. And we've got quite a number of pharmacies. They're probably too many to mention. That's why the website is a good place. We've also got the drive-through that's at County Hall, over at on Groovy Road, and I think the best thing to do, as I say, search online, look for NHS COVID vaccine, and you'll find the NHS website, and you can find a vaccine clinic local to you. We have had a change in terms of the number of big sites, because those big sites that we were using last time have wanted to get back to business as usual. You know, that we'd taken over many a building that wasn't designed for NHS activity, but our GP practices, our community pharmacies, they are designed for delivering vaccine.
And just in terms of the importance of having it, I know the virus is still around, and the rates, I know nationally, I'm not quite sure the local figures, but you know, seem to be rising again.
They are, definitely. We're seeing increased number of people in hospital diagnosed with COVID. And I'm sure that people will know people in the community that have tested themselves and had COVID. So we are really seeing the increase. The important thing this year is that we're worried about increase not just of COVID, but flu as well. So our message to people is check and see if you're eligible for the flu vaccine as well as the COVID vaccine. We really don't want people getting the two together, let alone either one of them.
And in terms of the age group, is it likely to, I know you're up to kind of the 50s and over now, is that likely to drop again in before Christmas or in the next few weeks? Or?
Not 100% sure at the moment. We're dependent on what the data tells the national group, and the national group set the programme for the country. So what we'll do is we'll respond to that as further information comes out. But at the moment, it is that kind of over 50 and at risk group. The flu vaccine is preschool and primary school children, secondary school children in years 7, 8, and 9, and then over 50s and the high risk clinical groups as well.
In terms of the booster overall so far, has the take up been good? Again, I think there were some reports nationally that perhaps the take up hasn't been as good as some of the previous jabs.
And I think we're doing really well. I was a bit worried about it because I was worried that people had got complacent about COVID, thinking it had gone away. But out of the 500,000 people that are eligible, we're heading towards 200,000 doses that have already been given so far. So we're about a third of the way there. It's been really good. Starting off with the older age group is always positive. They come in their droves, and we go into care homes, of course, to ensure that they're protected as early as possible. But we are, the data is telling us that we're progressing really well this year.